God, thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we rejoice and praise your beautiful Son. The Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. Praise God, as the brother said, the Word we held and with our hand. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, I'm going to hold you, and I'm going to love you with a body like unto your own. Oh, Lord, I cannot wait. I'm so thankful. Lord, I'm graced. Oh, hallelujah, I see the glory of God. Hallelujah, and it's Christ in me. Lord, thank you for this. Lord, thank you for my brethren. Thank you, Lord, for the love of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, come today. Father, thank you for your Son. We're so delighted. He is our delight. God, thank you for the zeal according to knowledge. Lord, thank you for the mind of Christ that we just say, Lord, let it be in us. Let it be in us. And Lord, let it be upon the heart of everyone here today. Lord, let me know the love of Christ. Oh, in Jesus' name, thank you for that name. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Wonderful, marvelous, precious, beyond is our God. James chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. James chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Such a wondrous encouragement of what the grace of God can do in a life. Oh yes, what a wondrous encouragement of what the grace of God can do in your life. Brothers and sisters, know it. Know this. For there to be any faith, for there to be any work or works, who's got to do it? Who's got to do it? Can you do a thing? You can't do a thing. I can do nothing without him. He has to will and do of his good pleasure in me. So I thank God it's got to be all him. I am what I am, and you are what you are, all by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for that. That takes you completely out. And it's all by the grace of God that is with me. Thank you, Jesus. And what's so sad is such a beautiful portion of Scripture, encouraging beyond, can be so twisted and used by the enemy in such an evil way. He's the author of confusion, and that's all he wants to do. Because what he wants to do is stop you from knowing rightfully divided truth. And anybody can take one thing out of the Word of God, and that's exactly what the devil does. And that's exactly what the devil did. And continues to try to do to people of God. To take one verse out and twist it around. And unfortunately, when we're not grown up in truth, and that's not, again, to flatter you. That's all by the grace of God. And the only growing you do is in the word of what? His grace. So without grace, you're not growing. It's impossible to grow without grace. Because once again, we grow in knowledge and in the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Come on. So we see here that all the enemy wants to do is to confuse. He wants you to not know your word, and he doesn't want you to hear all truth. And he doesn't want you to study your word, And he wants you to get lazy. And he wants you to think that you know it and you don't need to go at it and feed on it every day. That's what the enemy wants to do. What the enemy wants to do, especially with this portion of Scripture, is to try to control people by pride. He wants to cause our flesh to want to compare ourselves one to another, which we know is not the Word of God. But this is what will happen when you take especially this portion of Scripture out of context. And what he'll do is he'll try to get you into comparing. And then you'll enter into condemning, whether it's you or somebody else. And judging, whether it's you or someone else. And then he'll even take this, and saints will use this amongst other saints to coerce and manipulate them. I don't believe I read in the Word of God that our Lord is anything about coercing or manipulating anybody. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay. So I think we're here together in the Spirit. Praise his name. So once again, this is an old dirty trick of the devil. And this is what he's going to do every time. And he tried to do it with our precious Lord. As the Lord was led of the Spirit. He wasn't led of the enemy. He was led of the Spirit out into the desert. Because there was a precious test that was going to come on. Just like your life. Your life is a precious test after test after test. And by the grace of God, take the leading of the Spirit and don't fear it. Go on out there. We're in a wilderness. But you know what? You come right out leaning upon the breast of your beloved. Amen. So he went on out there. The devil tried to twist the Scripture. And just like we have today, what defeats the devil every time? It is written. It is written, it is written, it is written. Now think of that. And I think about how wonderful multiple times. And then, yes, the Word answered. But doesn't that Word answer in your life? Isn't that the life, praise God, that lives in you, the Word? Is not Jesus Christ who lives in me, the Word of God? Well, by the grace of God, grow up. Let this precious life of Christ grow up fully in your life. Be skillful, knowledgeable, study to show thyself approved. Praise be to God that you're in love. Hallelujah. I love when the Lord, praise God, comes forth and in such boldness defends me. Yes, he's my keeper. Not some far off keeper. He keeps me. The word of his grace keeps me. Hallelujah. And the word of his grace quickens me. Quickens me. Praise God in being confronted of the enemy. But remember this. Yes, the enemy would love to confront me, but he can't unless the Lord gives him opportunity. He can't tempt me unless the Lord allows him to do it. And I'll tell you one thing, God would never put you in a place that you're not fully prepared. Do you believe the Lord like that? Now come on. You need to feed. Get strengthened. He didn't throw you out there to fail. He put you out there, praise God, to stand on the rock that is higher than I. Praise God, to believe him. Now, brothers and sisters, what this is to live the abundance of rightfully divided truth. You need to know the Word of God. And not, and again, in a knowledgeable, cerebral way. But in a powerful way. Because that's what the word of his grace is. It's powerful. It's all powerful. Nothing can stand against it. I hear these people sometimes talk. And I'm thankful for how Christ is preached. But they get on talk shows and all this. And they have letters and all these things after their name. And they have all these studies of religion. And then they're asked things about the word of God. And they don't know a thing. They try to answer it in man's mind. And once that goes out there, it's done. It's defeated. Every time. That's the squirreliness of the enemy that will use it. And all that will wind up in is defeat. Your life is real simple. You're more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. And by the grace of God, live that life that lives in you, and let it be known, it is written. And I thank the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? And Lord, write it all upon my life. Not just bits and pieces. I'm talking about the whole counsel of God. Let that faith, the author and finisher of my faith, O Lord, write it all. Come on. This is the time we live in. This is the calling that we are called to. And it's exciting. But now to fully understand this portion of Scripture, some rightfully divided time today. And aren't we thankful that the Lord gives us the encouragement, go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God. So we've got to start in Romans. So we go on over to Romans chapter 3. And oh, how wonderful this is in verse 20. He tells us so sweetly, therefore by the deeds of the law, or by works, there shall be no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Thank you, Lord. So by the works of the law, there's no flesh justified. You jump on over to verse 28. I hate to jump, but we've got a little bit of constraint of time. So let's just get to the conclusion. Amen. And in verse 28 of chapter 3 of Romans, it says, therefore we conclude what? That a man is justified by faith. And it could have just said that man was justified by faith, but it couldn't say it. Because it had to be known that yes, man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. It puts it right there. There's no way you're going to be acceptable to God, or whatever you got to be acceptable to God, in any working of you. The only thing acceptable and pleasing to God is faith. And the only faith there is faith in the Word of God. There's lots of beliefs out there, but there's but one faith. And I get real picky about it, thank you, Jesus. I just get quiet. I don't have to get belligerent. But when they say, oh, we're going to have a multi-faith, well, that don't exist. That does not exist, not in the Word of God. There's but one faith. Oh, yes. There's but one true spirit. There's a lot of false ones. But there's one who is faithful and true. Praise God. See, aren't you thankful? So we are justified by faith, not by works. And even get this, because as ones go through and again, the enemy will take this and say, oh, well, look what it says in James about Abraham and all that. Well, let's rightfully divide this. So let's turn the page, Romans chapter 4. And in verse 2, it says right there, for if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. I know a lot of Christians that love to glory. But I have to say, I'm sad because I see a lot of glorying that ain't before God. See, Abraham knew there was only one place to glory, and that was before God. Huh? Oh, come on, you're not happy enough yet. Here we go. For that, what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God. Oh, faith is so wonderful, all by his grace. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. I don't want to be rewarded with debt. I want to be rewarded with grace. And thank you, Jesus. That's all the reward, hallelujah, I have, is the grace of God. See, as they sang, we have all grace. We have all grace. As you read, I'm not saying necessarily I like the version, but that's okay. But I love the Word of God, honey. But all grace is all sufficiency. And I'm not ashamed of it. It's exact. It's perfect. And we've got it all. But what will we do with it?
I don't want to make it, you know, a void thing, a vain thing in my life. I want it to work in all of its effectual working power. I want it to work, praise God, in all the fullness of the power of the love of Christ. Confident in grace, not confident in Jesse. Not discouraged when I fail. Confident in grace. And confident in grace that it's going to change me. Confident in grace by its power and its love, it's going to constrain my life. Yes, the love of God. Unmerited. My goodness, I should have been wiped out long time and many times. But the love of Christ, the grace of God, the confidence in that grace. Go on over to Romans 11:6. Look what it says there so beautifully. Know this, write this, put it on your hand and on cards and mark up your Bible. And if by grace, what? Then it is it no more of works. Isn't it wonderful? Jesus came to live. He came to abide. He came to will and to do of his good pleasure in me. I'm not thinking what he's going to do. He does it. Praise God. That's the word of his grace. Yes. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, oh, look at that. Oh, look at my works. Then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What you want. What you want. Come on. Oh, and then Galatians 2:16. Keep those Bibles open. We got a Bible study even in a sermon. So wonderful. Isn't that awesome? Well, what are we having today? Well, Jesus, the Spirit, praise God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. What's it say there? Knowing. This doesn't wonder. It doesn't, well, do you think? It doesn't give your opinion, does it? We know. I love the Word of God. This is a knowing God, all-knowing God. And he wants us to enter into that knowledge. And the only way that happens is let his mind be in you, the Word of God. And it's right here for all of us. Amen? So he says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Jesus Christ. And not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. What do you want to magnify? The grace of God. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? We sing that. I magnify the grace of God. I love that. And thank him for that. That's beautiful worship. That's true worship. But I'm going to tell you something. Faith does have a working evidence. Did you hear that? Faith does have working evidence, but it's not what most Christians think it is. Turn on over to Galatians 5:6. Here is the working evidence of faith. Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. Did you hear that? How does faith work? Faith works by love. So you see, faith's work is love, and faith cannot work without love, and true faith's work will always produce love. You ever know faith like that? You have faith like that because of the grace of God. But we have to recognize and embrace, praise God, faith like that. Amen. Lord, increase my faith. Well, how's that faith going to be increased? It's got to work by something. Amen. Didn't it just say love? I want to have more faith. I want to believe Jesus like nobody's business. I want to believe Jesus at every turn. I don't want to have one moment of my life for even one second where I don't believe Jesus, but I do. It's really sad. But his grace gets me there. Hallelujah. So what does Jesse need? Not what will Jesus do. What do I need? Huh? I need more love. I need more grace. I need to grow in the knowledge of the love of Christ. I need to grow in Jesus. I need to grow in the word of his grace. I need to know the love of Christ. And I'll tell you, faith will abound and superabound and super duper abound. And love will pour forth out of that faith. Why do you think Jesus was so smitten when that man said, oh, you know, I need you to heal my servant. But, and the Lord said, okay, well, you know, and being so sweet as he is, he's all knowing, but you could see how, okay, I would be ready to go with you to go heal him. Oh, no, Lord, you don't need to go. You're a busy man. Just say it.
Hallelujah!
Oh! You see ravished Jesus right there. Woo! He was just love. It wasn't just so great a faith I've seen in all Jerusalem. That wasn't just to, again, magnify the man. That wasn't it at all. Such great love. Love. That man loves me. He does. He respects my father. He respects my father that he said, I so love that I gave him to you. Oh, it's marvelous. He's taken us into the chambers. God help us to want it. Now, I have to pray for the love of Christ to constrain me. You may think your faith is mighty, but without love, I have news for you. It's a pile of wood, hay, and stubble. It's even filthy rags. Faith without love will not produce the work of love. Faith without love produces pride. Faith without love will puff you up. Faith without love will cause you to look down at other people that are not as faithful as you. God forbid we'd ever look at one another in any way, shape, or form in that regard and say, my brother is not as faithful as me. Oh, God, help us. Let's get it and get it right now. And let's get it for good. The evidence and working of faith, as we've just read, is only through love. And even more proof, if you will, for this, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So that there would be no doubt of the truth that the Spirit gives us today. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not charity, or have not love, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could, what does it say? Remove mountains. Now, how impressive would that be if I could take and say, Lord, I believe you for this wall to just disappear. And we're looking over here at Mount Evans. And I'd say, Lord, remove Mount Evans, and it was gone. Now, that would be a mighty work, would it not? That would probably be, if in some way, shape, or form, we could say this, maybe the greatest, mightiest work you've ever naturally ever seen. But what does the Word of God say to that which would not be hard for God to do? I have all faith so that I could remove Mount Evans, and have not love, I am and that is nothing. Does that bring it in now? Are we honed in about the works, the true works of faith? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, without love, you have nothing. You can think you have the greatest faith in God, but without love's working power, it is profitless. And before God, and by the way, his eyes are the only eyes that matter, without love, it's worthless. And I pray today, every day, Lord, help me and help us to see today how vital grace is. Grace. How vital the grace, unmerited love of God is and is to our life in all the workings of faith, if we'll allow faith to truly have a work. Realizing that any faith we have, listen to this, any faith we have is not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. That is Ephesians 2:8. Any faith you have is not of yourself. It's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I pray there is such overwhelming thankfulness and humility, like never before, that's hitting your life right now, of what God has caused you to believe in the Word of God. And once again, all because of the love of Christ. Amen? There's no credit to take, and nor do I want it. By his grace, I'm so thankful that only he is to be exalted. Hallelujah. And his grace. The thankfulness for any faith in my life is all because of the grace of God that is with me. Any good work, any profitable action that would come forth in our lives is all by and through the grace of God. I love to stand before you and tell you there is nothing in myself that is good. I can testify of that. I can tell you the way to do good I do not know. I would go in feeling just like you, and it would ruin us. It would be disaster. It would fail us every time. I heard a very wise man, one of the greatest judges yesterday, as he told these law students, make decisions out of the goodness of your heart. Oh, those words just, it was horror to me. And people oohed and awed and thought, oh, what a fine man. And what an amazing statement. And I don't want your goodness making decisions for my life. I don't want any of my goodness making decisions for your life. The only goodness there is the love of Christ. And I thank God for that. And we better awaken to that. And know it is the family of God. That there ain't no goodness in us. There ain't even no thought of how to do good. And you better thank God for that. Because that's why you worship him. And that's why you praise him. And if it ain't on a full throttle of thankfulness that you don't have any goodness, you've got problems. You've got obstacles. There's something between you and your God. Don't let there be that between you. Don't be proud and far off from him. Don't do that. No. Hallelujah. Every good gift is from above. Hallelujah. Every good thing we have is of him, is of the head. We're the body. And we're all supplied richly by the head. Marvelous. Glorious. That's why faith's working by love will always have the work. And the works, if you will. Faith working by the love of God. Here's the works. Joy. joy. Willingness. Yes. Why do you think the Lord talks about willingness all the time? I don't got no duty. Get rid of duty. It's exactly what it is. Duty. A lot of D's in that duty. Joy. Willingness. Thankfulness. And most of all, for your faith, by the grace of God, Lord, it's true humbleness. We didn't deserve to believe. We didn't. You didn't deserve it. I didn't. But God saw fit for me to have it, and you to have it, and to have it all. To have all of it. The most holy faith. Can you imagine that? The most set apart faith. Faith in the Holy Ghost. Faith so far out there that you realize you're just alone with Jesus. Every one of us. It's the only way you go out there. We don't go out there as team. No. You go alone with Him. Amen. And I'll tell you, we walk with Him. We'll walk together. Oh, thank you, Lord. There'll be no presence in true faith in love of pride. There'll be no presence of self-glory. There'll be no presence of judgment or condemnation. All that abides in true faith is love. And all I can say is I thank Jesus. I thank Jesus for the thankfulness in my heart. Truly for the faith that He has so graciously given to my life. I'm just overwhelmed thinking there's my sister and my mom and the word that is always upon this baby. It poured forth on you, honey, and just wow. Wow. You know it. It just, He did so in love, His heart is poured forth on you. It is, it's just been, it has. And you know it. There's so many out there. But it was you. It was you. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, that is the work. It's not that mountain. It's not Mount Evans going away. No. It's the work of humbleness and thankfulness and willingness and joy and love and peace and lowliness. That's what might draw someone to Christ. Faith in the love of Jesus. Faith in the love of Jesus. Faith in how much Jesus loves you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, I just give you all the praise. And Lord, we just thank you. And Lord, we thank you that you're such a magnificent God of love. God of grace and truth. And the beauty of this word of your grace that, Lord, is just flooded today, and your anointing, because it's just your name, it turns it on. Your heart pours out, nothing's withheld. You don't play around with us, you just give, and you give more and more grace, and grace for grace. And all I can say, Lord, is let me break more and more today. Lord, I know there's more. Because I'm here. We're here. And I know that, Lord, this is for the good pleasure of your will. This is the pleasure of God, your God. And it's going to be for you. And, Lord, we're for you. How wonderful. We thank you, Jesus. Draw hearts to this altar today. Draw hearts that we would want to come and praise the one who adores us so. In Jesus' name, amen.